WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning, our final show of 2025. And as such, I'm asking, what are your predictions for what will happen in 2026? Going to do a little bit of the old Art Bell ding and bong. So you give me your predictions of what's going to happen, and then we'll record them all. And then next year, we'll take a look back and we'll say, all right, that came true, ding. Oh, that didn't come true, bong. So if you are someone who likes to make predictions, I think this will probably be right up your alley. If you are someone who wants to, you know, be right all the time, or you take pride in guessing something and you're correct, or maybe you have an innate knowledge of things. Maybe you have psychic abilities. That's what I'm looking for. Just whatever your prediction is for what's going to happen in 2026. It can be big, small. It can be world stage. It can be national. It can be local. And I had one that popped into my mind last night. I think that in 2026, we're going to have a newcomer to the New Bedford political scene, that people will be enthralled by and will be actually pushing to run for mayor in 2 years. So that's my prediction on the local level is somebody's going to kind of, and it, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're a newcomer, like we've never heard of them before, or they just moved to the city, but somebody who gets involved in politics for the first time over an issue. There'll be some issue that gets them involved this year. And that's going to lead to that person. They're going to say, you know, you should run for mayor. So that's my local prediction. And it may be way off, but that's what kind of popped into my head last night. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. If you want to, you know, take it to a national level, an international level. You know, one of the things that would always happen when Art Bell used to do this on Coast to Coast AM is people would say, yeah, this is the year we're going to get disclosure. This is the year that we're going to know for sure that the aliens are out there. And in a way, we did get to that point where we did, you know, we didn't get full disclosure, but we certainly got to the point where it came out in the news. Unfortunately, most of the reveals came after Art Bell had passed away. But I do think that you've got, you know, patterns of things that you can look at and expectations of things that you can look at. So you can make a pretty safe guess. Not everything has to be going out on a limb. You know, as I said, there'll be people who would call up and say, yeah, there's going to be a natural disaster and it's going to affect a lot of people. Okay, yeah, but you've got to be more specific. Now, some of it was, you know, unnecessary fear-mongering for entertainment value. But some of the people that were calling in really believe these things. So they would call in and say, yeah, I think there's going to be a mass casualty event that happens. There's going to, you know, and I don't want you calling in and predicting, you know, school shootings and things like that. You know, keep it somewhat digestible. But, you know, one of the predictions you might make is, I think they're going to, between artificial intelligence and synthetic organs, they're going to make it so that by the end of 2026, you don't need a transplant. You don't need transplant donors anymore. They'll just be able to create whatever organ you need. And actually, that's something we're probably getting closer and closer to. That was something Ken Pittman and I were talking about yesterday, off air. We got a prediction here from Joe in New Bedford on AppChat. He said, in 2026, we get our Doge checks, and then the Pats win the Super Bowl. Have a great day. You too, Joe. I certainly, you know, I don't know that I necessarily expect checks to come. Let's put it this way. I feel like there's more of a chance of the Patriots winning the Super Bowl than Doge checks coming. And I'm not saying that negatively about the Doge checks. I'm saying that as like I'm really enjoying this Patriots team, and I got a feeling. Feels kind of like 2001. All right, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. You know, you're speaking of the whole fear-mongering thing, about predictions and everything, doom and gloom. I don't know if you feel the same way, but, you know, what I've noticed within the last year, and maybe, I don't know if it's just my imagination, but there seems to be a lot of fear-mongering going on. I mean, whether it's with now, I've been seeing on Facebook that they're canceling a lot of New Year Eve's parties, celebrations, because of worries about, you know, things can explode, something can happen, you know, because of things that have gone on. Or even the weather. You know, I've noticed these weather people, whether, you know, it's local weather stations or even like, you know, the Weather Channel, you're going to get a little bit of sleet and ice. It's like, oh, my God, you know, it's going to be so slippery, like you can't drive. You know, you can't leave the house. And I think it's just become overblown. And I don't know why it's going on. I don't know if you have an opinion about that. I don't know if it's me that's noticing it more, if other people have noticed that. But I just think it's kind of a sad situation because, you know, people are going through, you know, people go through a lot of stress and anxiety, probably more so now than before because of the way life, you know, things are. But I don't know if they do that stuff intentionally, if it's for good ratings. I don't understand, like, really what's going on with the whole fear-mongering thing lately. I remember, growing up, again, like I've told you, I mean, I'm an elderly person. I've been through a lot of stuff, okay? I've seen how the world has changed. And, you know, I don't know if it's because of Facebook and, you know, they put everything on Facebook, but even like on TV, you know, you didn't have access to any of this stuff. And, you know, we had like at your age, I don't know, you know, I'm sure you still remember as a kid, major snowstorms, ice storms, things came, you know, we had New Year's Eve parties. I mean, yeah, there were things going on in the world. I don't know, maybe not as bad as now, but, you know, there was not all this fear-mongering that's going on that's trying to keep everybody home. It's like, oh, don't leave your house. Don't go to parties. Don't do anything. I mean, like, what's up with that, really?
Well, when you look at, first of all, the main thing I would say is, you know, you have to look at a lot of these things that they're reporting, and I'll use that in radio air quotes, and wonder how much of it is actually true. But what it is it's engagement bait. So they know if they put something out like that, people are going to share it. People are going to comment on it, especially now. One thing you've got to be aware of, especially when it comes to Facebook now, and this is something that hasn't gotten talked about a lot, is they're monetizing everybody's accounts now. So You can earn money from your posts. They monetize my account, not my business account, just my personal account. So if I put up a photo of my cat and I get a lot of likes and comments on that, I earn money. And, you know, I think I got like $20 last month from Facebook for the post that I put up. And I wasn't planning on it. So, but now you've got people who are intentionally putting stuff out there to get that reaction because it's going to generate them income. It's going to generate them engagement. So, you know, and obviously scary, negative stuff. All, you know, that's what sells. That's what people are interested in. And so I think you're going to see kind of more of that. It falls on us as the person on the other end of that post to try to determine, is this real? Is this just somebody, you know, trying to lull me into having to comment or share this post? And I think, you know, the doom and gloom thing has kind of always been a reaction getter. So, I mean, think about this. You've had doomsday cults forever. And every doomsday cult has said, you know, the end of the world is upon us. How many end of the world predictions have we had in just the last 20 years from these people? And it's because it works. It gives them power. It can make them money, but it also gives them influence over people.
Right. But, you know, I get all that. I get all that. And I do understand what you're saying, that it's only going to get worse before it gets better. But, you know, putting Facebook aside, I'm talking about just even like the, you know, the weather, like on the news, these weather, you know, people, when they're, you know, telling you what's going to happen today or tomorrow or even a week from now, you know, whether it's, you know, Channel 5, Channel 4, Channel 12. I mean, they just like, they take a little thing and they make it like a 15 weather forecast with a doom and gloom. And, you know, and it's pretty sad, like you're saying, that it's only going to get worse. And you get to a point, it's like, you know, what do you do for your own mental state? So now, you know, you don't watch TV because you don't want to hear it. You know, now you try to limit your time on Facebook, because, again, you don't want to see all the crap, doom and gloom. And, you know, I don't know. It just really has an effect on society. And I just think the whole, especially my point was the weather thing that I've noticed this past year, whether it's winter or summer, winter worse, that it's like, you know, oh, my God, you know, we're going to get we're going to get ice, and, you know, you can't go out and you can't drive and you can't move and you can't. I mean, yeah, that, I mean, you know, it's just, it's a sad situation anyway. But you know what, Tim, if I don't call back from now, well, you're off tomorrow. So anyway, hopefully you have a nice vacation and a nice New Year's. Okay.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year. And that is what, you know, that's why they call it doom scrolling. When you're on social media and you're just looking through the posts and, you know, you come away with it saying, I feel worse than I did, you know, 5 minutes ago. And I think, so listen, just to go to the point about the weather, there's two things on that. One, if you go and you poll people, which news outlets have done, local television stations have done, and you say to them, what do you tune into the news for? It's the weather. They don't need sports. They don't need the top stories of the day. If they have an interest in those things, they're getting them all fed to them. Well, they want to tune in for the weather because they, for some reason, I mean, I guess it's good reason, but they trust the local meteorologist more than the weather apps, more than weather.com, more than AccuWeather.com. They want to see what the local meteorologist has to say about what's going to happen in their town, in their area. And so more than anything, that local weather is what people tune in for. That's why you get, instead of the way it used to be, which is you tuned into the news and the first, you know, 20 minutes were all the news stories. And then at 20 past, you would get the weather. And then at 25 past, you would get the sports. And then they would come back and wrap everything up with maybe one final, like, human interest story. That's the way that the news, local news, used to be structured. It doesn't work that way now. Now it's, you start the show off, they show you three or four headlines. Then we go to the news person. Then we go the weather person. Then we go to the traffic person. Then we might get a little update on sports. Then we're going to go back to the news and tell the stories more in depth. And then you're going to go back to the weather and get a little bit more in-depth weather. So it's a way to keep you tuned in because it's the only thing that people tune in for. So they're going to definitely have, you know, multiple weather updates in the course of a half an hour news show now. That's just the nature of it. Now, why do they make such a big deal about the least little thing? Well, I think for a couple of reasons. One, meteorologists got hammered for so long about downplaying forecasts, right? That they would say, you know, not downplaying, I shouldn't say that, but for not giving enough information. When people would say, I didn't know it was going to snow and it was only an inch and who cares? Right. But like, I didn't know it was going to snow. They didn't say it was going to snow. So now they have to make everything sound like it's a bigger deal. And then the other part of it is, you know, back in the day when a lot of you were growing up, meteorologists, they weren't necessarily meteorologists on TV. They were just people doing the weather. They were just people that were reading a meteorological report from the U.S. Weather Service and the National Weather Service. They were just reading that report and pointing to things on a screen. Now what you have are actual scientists, actual meteorologists who are the ones doing the news, doing the weather on the local news. So these people get really excited about the least little thing. They get really excited. Oh, my God, it's going to snow. Oh, and it's only an inch, but who cares? But they're going to get excited for it because that's just what they geek out over. And, you know, there's a in sports, you know, we want our sportscasters to be unbiased, but you see it now. Now it's become more of a thing of they are fans and they are homers and they get excited. And nobody gets, when somebody comes on and reports on Sunday's Patriots game and says, this was the best game of the season and Drake May is unbelievable and he's going to be the MVP, nobody cares because they're like, it's the sports person. This is what they do. But if a meteorologist comes on and says, oh my God, I'm so excited. It's going to snow and there's going to be wind and you're going to get blown around. It's the same thing. They're just so excited for what it is that they're reporting on. Because they're a fan of weather. That's why they got involved in it in the first place. So I think that that's a big part of why it gets so overblown. Let me take a phone call here before I got to go to a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Weisberg. Just hanging in. Listen, now AI, right? My son was showing me that on Christmas. Mm-hmm. I got tricked. He was showing me something him and his friend was doing. And I said, oh, that's so cute. It's nice. Do you think that's really us? And I'm like, I don't know anything about how to do any of that stuff. He's up on technology. But anyway, I look at Charlie Kirk all the time, right? And the other day I saw a comment that said, is this a Charlie Kirk in AI? And I think it is because there's a lot of sermons he does, speeches. Well, I listened to the ones on God and the motivational ones that he has out. And then I looked at it. I says, yeah, it looks a little weird. It looks like it could be AI. Is it?
I mean, I don't know without looking at it. And I would have to go through the same thing you're going through of, you know, looking for those little tells. A lot of times, you know, a monotone voice or, you know, things in the video that just look a little bit off. Certainly with photos, you know, people look at the hands because AI doesn't seem to be able to get hands and fingers exactly right. You know, you see these little tells that might indicate that it's AI. But as people are realizing that, obviously the people who are creating the AI are fixing that and making it so that that's not a tell anymore. So it's getting harder and harder to tell. I saw something the other day Somebody put up a video of they took the kids from Harry Potter and Kevin from Home Alone and made it look like they were all in the same movie together, and it looked real. It looked like it was, you know, all of those. There wasn't anything where they turned and all of a sudden the face looked a little different. Like, this looked legitimate. So it is getting harder and harder to tell. And that's why a lot of social media apps are now requiring that things that are AI generated have to be marked as AI generated.
I can't believe people talk a lot of malarkey, though, because this girl I was talking to up at Hawthorne Medical the other day when I went, she says, oh, they claim Charlie Kirk and his wife were swingers. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, he was so into God. There's no way. Would you believe that?
Of course I would.
I don't believe that.
I would believe anything about anybody. I mean, listen, just because somebody talks about God doesn't mean that that's what they do in their real life. Look at all of those, you know, televangelists from the 80s and 90s that were supposedly the godliest people in the world. And what were they doing? They were ripping people off and having sex with hookers and doing drugs and all that. None of that stuff surprises me.
Tim. Jimmy Swaggart went with one hook prostitute and confessed to himself. In the world.
And look, look at Jim Baker ripping people off.
Yeah, Tammy Faye Baker and him, they were taking the money. But, you know, I listened to Joyce Myers, and her legacy is she's going to have it all on for free. She told her kids already that they are to leave it on the air as long as they can, money-wise, and it's for free for everybody to listen to the word.
I mean, listen, I'm not saying that they do it. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if it turned out that they did.
No, there is some bogus stuff and everything, let's face it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I say nothing really surprises me anymore.
But I don't believe that about Charlie Kirk, because they were only together 7 years, and how he met her was she went for a job interview. And she wasn't going to get the job. And then he was looking for a girlfriend. And he said that instead of getting the job, I want you for my girlfriend. And they started dating. And I listened to all of it. And I don't believe that for 1 minute. He's sincere. He was really into God. I don't believe that for 1 minute. So people make stuff up.
See, they definitely do.
Well, I don't go on Facebook because to me that's malarkey, and I don't have it and I don't want it. So I don't even look at that. I look at things I can learn, like on YouTube. I like YouTube.
Well, YouTube's full of a lot of misinformation too. So it's that YouTube's just as bad as Facebook when it comes to that stuff.
Really? Because I was learning about spiders the other day, and I don't think that's misinformation.
No, I mean, generally, you know, if you're looking up something like that, you're probably doing pretty well. But there's, you know, people that will put out misinformation, especially about politics or things like that, because, you know, there's no regulation to it. There's no editor to it. So if you have an agenda, you can put up whatever information you want, and who's going to stop you?
See, you can read right through that stuff.
Not always.
When it said she was pregnant, she's not pregnant. Charlie Kirk's wife. That was a rumor. That was made up on YouTube.
Well, I think that was based on a comment she had made, and people misinterpreted it.
See, I go right straight to the positive and to the good stuff, and all that other malarkey. I just it doesn't even faze me, because I know my mind is everybody's mind works differently. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't really know. I only know how my mind works, and it's not very well.
Well, is what I'm trying to say is, like, some people are very negative. Some people are more positive. My mind, the things that I want in my mind, I know what I'm allowing in, what I want to be around, what I want to read, what I want to get into. You know what I'm saying? I can tell right away. Like, if I want to be around this person, if I don't, I'm sorry. That's the way it is with me. That's how it is.
Well, that's the only way to really, you know, protect yourself from negative energies.
Well, I have an intuition, too, and I have an insight. Not everybody has that. So I do have that. That's a gift. That's all. That's the way I do it.
Well, with that intuition, I'm going to ask you, do you have a prediction of what's going to happen in 2026? Can you give us one thing that you think will happen next year?
Oh, next year? Coming up?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be any different. I don't think what Trump says he's going to do is going to is gonna come true. Plus, what is this on the thing that he said everybody's gonna get $2,000? That keeps coming up. What's that all about?
That's the tariff check. That's the money generated by the tariffs. He wants to share with the American people.
Yeah, but December's almost done.
Yeah, but sometimes when it comes to those kind of things, if you do want to implement it, it takes a little bit longer to implement than you think. I wouldn't say that just because, you know, it's the end of December, it isn't going to happen. It just might be, you know, delayed a little bit in getting it to roll out.
You know what concerns me is Russia, that Putin, he keeps saying Putin doesn't want war. I don't believe that for 1 minute. And he just did a hit on Ukraine again and killed some people and destroyed some things. And I don't get that part about Putin and Trump and what's going on out there. I really don't.
Well, I mean, I believe he doesn't want war because he wants it to end with what he wants. So, yeah. So, but it's not going to happen. Putin. He'd be happy for the war to stop as long as he got what he wanted. And that's not going to happen. So what
do you think about 2026?
I tend to agree with you. I don't think things are going to really change all that much. But my one prediction that I made so far was there's going to be somebody on the local scene that rises up, that gets involved in politics, and then people are going to be pushing that person to run for mayor the year after.
Over here in New Bedford?
Yeah.
Oh, I live day by day anyway. I try to go day by day.
Well, there you go. All right, I got to hold you there because I want to get one more call in before I got to take the break. We're already late for it.
All right, Happy New Year, honey.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Let me take one more, and then I got to go to the break, and I got to go to the news, and then I got to go to the Gen X Files. We have a schedule, folks. It hasn't changed. It's the same every day. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, and I can be pretty fast. You know that.
No, you take your time. I'm going to be fair to you.
Okay. Charlie Kirk was genuine. He believed in God. I don't believe he did anything wrong. Nobody's perfect, though. His wife is a big fake. Okay? Now, when he died, she was out there with the speeches, and she had this one little tiny snot rag. She kept dabbing her eyes, and there was no tears at all. And I'm not the only one that noticed it. She's also mixed up in that UPS mailbox with hundreds of thousands of dollars are being deposited, and a lot of it is going to Turning Point. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you think that she is on the up and up, she's not.
I mean,
she's not. She's already looking at other men already.
I'll just say this. I don't judge somebody in how they handle grief.
I understand necessarily. That. I know I do.
Because, you know, I'm not a crier. So I don't think I'd be able to get through something without being emotional. So, you know, I don't really necessarily look at that, but I do look at a lot of, it seems very performative to me.
She is involved with swindling, and that is what she's doing. And she's going to go down. It may take time because there's a lot of non-believers. And it'll happen. It takes time. Look at, they're finally getting Tim Walz. Okay, I hope he goes to jail. I'm tired of this slap on the wrist stuff. He needs to be locked up. Period. He put up all these fake children's health care systems, and there were no children there. I'm sure you've been seeing that on the news, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, we'll wait and see how it all plays out. But
I think you know.
I think part of the problem is, He's put himself under a microscope anyway because he's continued to be, you know, a combative opposer of the Trump administration. So, yeah, you know.
I don't even know how he got to where he is. How did he even get that far?
I know people that live in Minnesota. They love him.
Because they're as mentally ill as he is.
My friends in Minnesota are not mentally ill.
The ones that believe it, you have friends that believe it, really?
They're not mentally ill. I'm not going to let you call my friends mentally ill.
You know something about Erica Cook? She's not even a good fake crier. I could fake cry better than that. You gotta be kidding.
Again, I can't be the person that judges people on their crying and their sadness because I'm an emotionless jerk.
There should be blood work for those children. I don't believe they're both his. Maybe one, but not the other one. I've been looking at a lot of conspiracies, so you can say about me whatever you want. So am I to assume that maybe while you're going to be gone now, that you might have surgery before you come back?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard yet about the, haven't called me yet to set a date.
I was going to say good luck because, you know, we can't call you.
It'll probably be a couple of weeks out still when they call. I'm thinking it'll probably be about a month or so.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll be okay. Unless if you get a lot of pain, I mean, they're not going to make you wait, are they?
I don't know. I guess it depends on how busy they are. It's not, it's not like the pain is going to kill me. Unless it's going to rupture or something, but I don't think I don't think I'm in danger of that.
Well, okay then. I'll be following the news so I can hit you with some more stuff you don't believe. But, it's right. Okay. It's okay. Have a great day.
You know what? Here's a prediction for 2026.
Okay.
You're going to call in with at least one of these conspiracy theories that I say to you, you know what? I think I'm on board with that one.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that. Oh, boy, I'll dance in the street.
So we'll see where 2026 brings us, Mary.
All right.
Have a good one. Happy New Year.
Love. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. I got to get this break in here. When we come back, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. Stick around.
Heightened security in New Orleans, a new lung cancer warning for processed foods, and gas prices lower for the holidays.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
New Orleans officials are ramping up security as the one-year anniversary of the New Year's Day terror attack approaches. On January 1st, a man drove a pickup truck into crowds on Bourbon Street, killing 14 people and injuring dozens more. The New Orleans Homeland Security Director said on Monday there will be nearly 800 law enforcement officers downtown and in the French Quarter this week. Officials say lessons from the attack are shaping this year's security with city, state, and federal law enforcement on hand, the Louisiana National Guard also being deployed. The New York Transit Authority announcing the schedule for public transportation for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
If you plan on heading somewhere to ring in the new year, better check the train, bus, Long Island Railroad, and Metro North schedule first. On the trains, Long Island Railroad and Metro North, you'll get extra service for New Year's Eve, but limited service on New Year's Day. Between holiday, regular, and Sunday schedules, depending on what you're taking and when, it's best to check the MTA's app or call them at 511 before heading out. I'm Jacqueline Carl.
Pending home sales surged in November, according to the National Association of Realtors. The number of homes under contract rose 3.3%. Thanks to lower mortgage rates, pending home sales increased 2.6% on a yearly basis. The group's chief economist says the data shows home buyer momentum is building, improving affordability, and more inventory helped drive the housing market's best performance in nearly 3 years. Gas prices are dropping as people continue their travels this holiday season. Gas Buddy says the national average is now at $2.75 a gallon, 4 cents lower than last week and 22 cents lower than last month. Experts say falling oil prices is one reason behind the drop at the pump. Beyoncé is now a billionaire. According to Forbes, the global superstar earned the distinction thanks to her ultra-successful Cowboy Carter tour. Forbes reports the tour grossed more than $400 million in ticket sales and another $50 million in merchandise sales. Beyoncé is the 22nd entertainer to join the elite billionaire club and only the fifth musician. She joins her husband, Jay-Z, Taylor Swift, Bruce Springsteen, and Rihanna on that exclusive list. Starting on Thursday, grocery store shoppers in California will no longer be asked if they would like paper or plastic. A new law statewide banning plastic bags will go into effect.
It addresses a major problem in California, and that is that plastic waste is choking our planet.
The ban is the brainchild of State Senator Catherine Blakespear, who says that Californians rarely use the same bag twice. Groceries, convenience stores, food marts, and retailers with pharmacies will only be allowed to hand out recycled paper bags to customers. There's a lung cancer warning for ultra-processed foods. Those foods make up about half of the American diet and include ice cream, salted snacks, breakfast cereals, instant noodles, pizza, shop or restaurant-bought soups, sauces, hamburgers, and hot dogs, as well as sweetened fruit drinks. The World Cancer Research Fund says UPFs, as they're called, have now been linked to lung cancer. It's previously been linked to heart disease and type 2 diabetes. A new study published in the respiratory journal Thorax says that there are more than 2 million new lung cancer cases worldwide each year and nearly 2 million deaths. The new year is fast approaching, and if you're looking for a little luck, Bree Tennis has what should be on your New Year's Eve table.
In China, they eat long noodles and oranges for luck and prosperity. In Germany, you need to eat ring-shaped cakes like donuts for the completion of the year and good luck for the next. You can also eat pork, green beans, and cornbread for wealth, but stay away from chicken and lobster. They're said to be bad luck as they move backwards, and your luck could be lost. And wear polka dots. They're said to bring in good luck, and we can all use a little bit of that next year. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Bees lost to the Flames 2-1 in overtime last night. Bruins are back in Edmonton with the Oilers tomorrow. And the Celtics take on the Jazz tonight in Utah, 9 p.m. tip-off.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Scattered snow showers this morning, starting out in the 20s, turning cloudy and still windy this afternoon, 34. 24 tonight, light flurries tomorrow for New Year's Eve, 29. Sunny on Thursday for January 1st, 29 and 27, partly cloudy on Friday. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
You know when it's right, you know when you feel it, baby. You hold it, you hear it, you taste it, it's right.
Diet Pepsi,
You got the right one, baby.
Diet Pepsi.
It is irrepressibly lovable, unsurpassably callable, and intimately soulful. You got the right one, baby.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. We'll start with celebrity birthdays. Russ Tamblyn, probably best known as Dr. Jacoby on Twin Peaks, he's celebrating his 91st birthday today. Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary is 88. Punk rock legend Patti Smith turns 79. Jeff Lynne of Electric Light Orchestra and the Traveling Wilburys is 78. TV host and Providence, Rhode Island native Meredith Vieira is 72. Abbott Elementary actor Cheryl Lee Ralph, 69. Comic actress Tracy Ullman takes on the age of 66 today. Fox News host Sean Hannity is 64. Jamiroquai lead singer turns 56. 56 years old, that's virtual insanity. Daniel Sunyata of Rescue Me and High Potential is 54. Golf great Tiger Woods is 50 years old today. Boxer Leila Ali turns 48. Singer, actor, and model Tyrese Gibson is 47. Actress and Boston native Eliza Dushku is 45. Kristen Crook of Smallville fame, 43. NBA star LeBron James turns 41. Singer Ellie Goulding is 39. And NFL quarterback Carson Wentz celebrates his 33rd birthday today.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
On this date in 1979, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, ELP, they announced their breakup. Keith Emerson and Greg Lake reunited for a new ELP in 1985 with drummer Cozy Powell. The original lineup then reunited in 1991. The band played its final gig for its 40th anniversary in 2010. Keith Emerson died by suicide in March 2016, and Greg Lake died in December 2016 from cancer. In 1978, Iron Maiden had their first recording session, laying down a demo at a studio in Cambridge, England, and the first of a two-day session to get done on the cheap because nobody else wanted studio time over New Year's Eve weekend. The demo got the attention of DJs and club owners, earning the band a huge UK following in 1979 and eventually a record deal with EMI. In 1993, Israel and Vatican City established diplomatic relations. In 1994, anti-abortionist John Salvi III killed two people and injured five more at an abortion clinic in Brookline, Massachusetts. On this date in 1999, George Harrison was nearly killed when the mentally disturbed Michael Abram broke into his home and stabbed him in the chest. Harrison's wife, Olivia, saved her husband by attacking Abram with a poker and a table lamp. George Harrison suffered a collapsed lung, but survived. In 2000, Aqua Teen Hunger Force debuted on Cartoon Network. In 2002, after being pulled over for driving erratically, Diana Ross was arrested in Tucson, Arizona for driving under the influence with a blood alcohol level reportedly twice the legal limit. She failed all sobriety tests at the scene, reportedly falling over when asked to walk a straight line. She was charged with three misdemeanor DUIs. In 2006, R&B superstar Brandy was involved in a car accident on the 405 freeway in L.A. that killed a 38-year-old woman who was struck by Brandy's Land Rover. No criminal charges were filed, and a civil suit was later settled. Brandy was alone in her car, and no drugs or alcohol were involved. In 2011, Russell Brand filed for divorce from Katy Perry, citing irreconcilable differences. According to Perry, she found out the next day when he texted her the news. Also on this date in 2011, if you happen to be in Samoa, you never experienced December 30th, 2011. The country decided to change time zones, thus switching sides of the international dateline and skipping December 30th altogether. And on December 30th, 2016, Daryl DMC McDaniels of the rap group Run DMC filed a $50 million lawsuit accusing retailers of unlawfully using the group's name on items of clothing. McDaniels said the products sold by Amazon, Walmart, and other stores violated federal trademark and New York competition laws. That's the Gen X Files for December 30th, 2025, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth, where you can join the Just Another Star Club Rewards program and earn money back for the food that you buy. All right, I got to get a break in here. Let me do that. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500. All right, we're going to be going into the news in a moment. But before that, I want to remind you to make sure that you get yourself over to the butcher shop to get all of your New Year's Eve supplies, whether it be the beer and wine that you need to party or the snacks that you need to put out for your spread. They've got it all over there, a real old school neighborhood market, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And we're going to try and check in with Eric coming up in the next hour as well. But check out the butcher shop in New Bedford, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Get all of your New Year's Eve supplies there, and of course, all of your great food.